my goodness. Happy Wine Wednesday, friends. September 21st, it's here. We are so close to October. It's just nutso. It's nutso. Thank you for tuning in this wonderful, wonderful Wine Wednesday. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest, and it's another edition of the Vero Insider, where we chat about where to go, what to try, and how to give back right here in Indian River County, our own backyards. Right? Great place to live. Great place to clean the beaches. That's right. Last Saturday, yours truly, along with about 690 other people, participated in the International Coastal Cleanup. And that was just within Indian River County. This is a event that happens worldwide with over 100 nations participating.
Do they do a total worldwide count of
They
people?
Absolutely will. In fact, that information is supposed to be released by October 1st. So we'll get numbers from everybody. But it wasn't just beaches this year. It was also various waterways and water channels. So here in Indian River County, we had 24 locations, even including some of the boat launches and so forth.
Yeah.
So I'm really impressed. I saw a lot of the pictures come back through, and I've seen some of the data cards, and it's so interesting what you can accumulate in a day of doing a good deed.
Mm-hmm. And weird stuff, too.
Weird stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, pallets. Like, who brings pallets to the beach? Yeah. Where did the pallets come from?
Yeah.
Bottles of gasoline.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I guess that's by the boat ramps.
Right. So, I mean, there was just lots of things that I'm happy that we got them up and out of the water, to say the least.
Uh-huh.
But it certainly felt good to get out there and do what we could to make a difference. So, again, thanks to Daisy for being a part of Keep Indian River Beautiful and a part of Vero Insider and sharing that great information with us. And, you know, it was just a really, really wonderful way to start off the morning. And then you had the rest of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I've always been sympathetic towards when it comes to Keep Indian River Beautiful in this particular nonprofit is that it really teaches us about personal responsibility and what it does for our community. And so I'm sitting here in the room with ladies whose businesses are directly affected by the presentation of our county. You know, if we have an attractive, good-looking county, we're going to have more people that want to move here, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to want to buy a home here. They're going to need to apply for a loan here. They're going to want to stay here and then renovate their homes down the road. So all of these factors come into play by how we help to preserve the community in which we live. So again, I was very proud of what we did this past Saturday. And Blue Star, our partner in crime, Miss Kitty Wagner, is not here today, but she actually loaned out Blue Star as the destination pickup for all of the captains of the various teams so that they could get all of their supplies for the beach cleanup ahead of time. So the Blue Star, if you're ever looking for a great place to dine, Tuesday through Saturday, there's always live music. It's always delicious. The wine list is always revolving. You will not be disappointed. And large parties are always welcome there at the Blue Star. So you'll really love it. And as right now, until the end of October, November, she has a killer wine list. 15 wines for $15.
Wow.
A bottle.
Well, yeah. So she took off on the summer one that was so popular and just started it a little
That's
bit different.
That's right. She just did a little tweak to it.
Segued right in.
Yeah. Wow. It worked out beautifully. So 15 bottles of wine for only $15. And you compare that with a number of different delicious entrees and appetizers there at the Blue Star. And there was several of the captains that realized that the Blue Star was going to open at 5. So they did their pickup later and then came and enjoyed a glass of wine and a nice meal. So it worked out beautifully.
Yeah.
And Blue Star's contribution was greatly appreciated as part of the efforts for Keep Indian River Beautiful's International Coastal Cleanup last Saturday. So now let me get to my good-looking ladies in the house, because I want to really share with our listeners some of the trends that we're seeing, especially as we're getting ready to ramp up into season. So we have Kelly Fisher of Treasure Coast Sotheby's International. Kelly Fisher, welcome, my dear.
Thank you so much for having me again, Anna.
Yay! Tell me, how many are in your team these days?
Well, our team is the biggest it's ever been right now.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, we're having a great year. We actually have about 95 transactions closed and pending, which I'm pleased to say wow. this is top in the county right now.
And we're not even done with our year yet.
Excellent. I know. Good girl. I'm so excited. We've got a great team assembled. So it's me as the driving force and crazy person and three other agents with me, as well as two full-time assistants who are incredible.
Wow. That mm-hmm. is a nice size outfit. And obviously, you need all those people to be able to help get all these things done. 95 transactions, very impressive.
Well, only if you consider the average in the county, the average agent here in our county sells 4 or 5 homes a year.
Oh.
Wow.
Well.
Well, we do have a lot of part-timers and people who sure. have it as, you know, a second career or something, you know, that they just kind of dabble along the way. But as far as if you take all the agents in the county, the average is 4 to 5 per year.
Wow. Well, now tell me if you would, because we also have Lucy Cranker here, Caliber Home Loans, trusted sponsor of the program, and obviously very versed in the different options that are able to be presented to buyers and sellers for that matter, because they're going to ultimately rebuy something else. But more important than just knowing the different packages, I love the fact that at Caliber Home Loans, all they do is home loans. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's it's not like you're just another number and they're off doing something else. I mean, it's just home loans. And so I not only want to get a perspective or maybe even a story from you, Kelly, if you have a story of a transaction that you did with Caliber, because we always love when our listeners can relate to something via a story. But I'm sure that in a county such as ours, the size of ours.
Yes.
You come into the opportunity to work with a number of different realtors, but not all are created equal. And it must be really nice to have a team that has so many people as a part of it that you get to help work with. And, you know, it just must make things so much smoother.
Absolutely. We actually just closed on a transaction last week. And truly between my team, my assistants, and Kelly's great team, I think it went seamless.
Well, here's the thing. You know, when you're dealing with complicated transactions as we do.
Sure.
It's nice to know that you've got partners in the business who are number one, local, number two, understand our local economy and the things that can come up that can be pitfalls in transactions. And also know that your lender partner or your realtor partner has everything covered so that there aren't going to be any surprises along the way.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you, even yesterday, we had an open house, and I won't say which bank, of course, but the buyer came in. They're not even our customer. They said, we already have a realtor, but we want to buy your listing. And they said, we're going to get pre-approved, or we work with blah, blah, blah bank. And I said, please do yourself and everyone involved a favor and go with a local lender, someone who actually has some skin in the game and a reputation that matters to them. And they'll help you on a much higher level to get your transaction closed.
Well
so
said.
It's really, really important.
Yeah.
And it's also having the relationships between the realtors and the lender where, you know, if something comes up that we need, we can just pick up the phone. We know that we're going to reach them mm-hmm. and get what we need and not hold up the transaction.
And I love that, too, because as a home buyer, right, or as an individual who once upon a time went through something like this, you're already sort of frazzled, if you will. You know, you've got a lot of things juggling. So it's so great if your partners are connected with your realtor where they can get things done and you don't necessarily have to be a part of every one of those conversations. That must be nice.
I think that's the thing a lot of people don't realize, whether they're buying or selling, is the extent of what's going on in the background. And our job as professionals is to make sure that you don't have to manage and worry about and think about and stress over every single little detail.
Right.
Because there are
we stress
so
over it.
Many. Yeah, we lose sleep. Plenty of it.
But we want you to be happy.
Right. But you don't have to, as the consumer, stress over all of these little things, nor should you, because you're going to buy or sell a home maybe 1, 2, 3, 4 times in your life, whereas, you know, we do this every day, multiple
right.
times a week, hundreds of times or thousands of times in a career. So that I always tell people, the things that you don't even know are going to be problems, we know are going to be problems, and we can solve them before they become problems because we've seen it before.
And you hear a lot Amen. Of times, like with clients, you'll hear, you know, they'll close their deal with us and they'll say, wow, this was nothing like my first house
right?
purchasing, you know, experience.
They have a comparison. Sure.
And, you know, hopefully their experience with us is going to be that wow experience.
We're always looking for the wow factor. That's why I like to surround myself with individuals that feel that same way, that same passion for what it is that they do. One of the things that I wanted to cover, because we are in this just onset of when season is to be kicking back in here in Indian River County, although they say that it often falls at November-ish, I feel as though there's more folks here already. Like, it's happening. And I'm not entirely sure why it's happening early. Maybe it's just for a change of scenery and then they get some things in place and go back home for holidays and come back down or whatever it might be. But with that being said, they're here, they're planting. And I think that sort of lends itself to the conversation that we're going to have with Kelly as soon as we get back from commercial break of why would you maybe want to sell now versus later?
Excellent question.
Right?
Excellent question.
So real quick, before we go to a commercial break, I would like to give a quick shout out to Foxy Nails. Ladies, I don't know if you've ever been to Foxy Nails. They're in the Fresh Market Plaza right next to the Hallmark. Amazing service. By far the best manicure, pedicure, quick waxing options. But after the International Coastal Cleanup, I saw teams of ladies go in. You know, they wore like they wore flip flops and then like no shoes on the beach as they were doing the cleanup. And they went and treated themselves. And they made all of those girls feel so special. And they gave them all a free nail design at the end. How cool is that,
very
a Foxy
nice.
Nails,
yeah.
to say thank you so much
they're
for what you just did.
They're very supportive of the community.
They sure are. And so they're open 7 days a week. It was just Wife Appreciation Day this past Sunday. Gentlemen, if you forgot, if you didn't know about it, I posted it. Anyhow, you could go get her a gift card at Foxy's. I don't think she'd complain. Us wives love that sort of thing. So make sure you show them a little support, a little Foxy Nail action for all your manicure, pedicure needs. And there's a lot more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. You're listening to the Vero Insider. Don't go anywhere.
Milka's Cleaning Service in Vero Beach does a remarkable job of cleaning your home or business. Milka's offers high quality service and uses only top quality cleaning products, which are safe for your entire family. Professional, friendly, and on-time service. That's Milka's, M-I-L-C-A apostrophe S. Find them on Facebook by searching for Milka's Cleaning Service Vero Beach or call 772-672-9763. Milka's Cleaning Service, a member of the ITEX trading community. Your ITEX dollars are welcome.
Complete Employee Solutions in Vero Beach wants to ask, what could your business achieve if you weren't taking up precious time with payroll, tax compliance, HR, and the like? If you're a small, growing business, it can be tough keeping up to date with increasing payroll and tax regulations. Without a proactive plan to help you manage your back office burdens, achieving your business goals could get sidelined. Hiring Complete Employee Solutions will allow you to have a paperless payroll and HR tools so you can improve compliance that will attract and retain valued employees. Save time and improve your bottom line. Complete Employee Solutions does paperless payroll and employee leasing too. Complete Employee Solutions. Join the team and feel complete. 567-6333.
When in need of a specific service, you go to a provider who specializes in it, right? So why not do the same when it comes to your home loan? At Caliber Home Loans, mortgages are all we do, and the Treasure Coast is our focus. We use only local appraisers to ensure true values, and decisions are made in-house. No hoops to jump through or feeling like you're just a number, like when dealing with the big banks. At Caliber Home Loans, helping you get a loan for the home of your dreams is not just what we do best, it's all we do, and we're here for you. So shop with confidence for your new home in Indian River County and come see our team of specialists at Caliber Home Loans. Call us at 844-GO-CALIBER or visit us online at www.calibertreasurecoast.com. I'm Shannon Pohl, and I approve this message.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
absolute perfection, fabulous food, excellent staff.
That's just a few of the recent reviews for the redesigned Blue Star in downtown Vero.
Sexy and sophisticated, divine entertainment, and gorgeous wines.
Don't just take their word for it. Check it out for yourself and come hungry, or at least ready for a wonderful experience that will have you coming back for more. From decadent soups and salads to the freshest seafood, steaks, and lamb anywhere. Dressed in luxurious sauces and superb starches. Then, match it with wines approved and selected by owner and chef, Kitty Wagner. Feel like a craft beer or signature cocktail? At the Blue Star, you can have that and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, weekly from 5 p.m. to close. Walk-ins welcome. Large parties happily accommodated. Follow us on Facebook. See you at the Blue Star. We're back. We are back. We are talking home ownership. I have the one, the only, Kelly Fisher in the house.
In the house.
In the house. Darling, I'm loving these new sexy specs, by the way.
You like those?
Yes, I do. I like them immensely.
That's what happens when you hit 50. You can't see anymore.
Oh, really? Well, it's working for you.
Thank you.
Well, I want you to use them as you share with us a little bit of information, because you brought some great facts, you know, some great supporting statistics and so forth, that's going to give our listeners a little bit of intel as to if they were considering to sell, why they should maybe consider selling sooner rather than later. So what would
excellent
be some of that?
Excellent question. Okay, so people are constantly asking, do I sell now? Do I wait? Is it season? Is it a good time? Is it not a good time? Okay, so we're all watching the news, right?
Yeah.
Stop watching the news because you're watching national news.
Right.
You're not paying attention to local statistics.
That's true.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who cares what's going on in Houston? It has no bearing on what's going on in Vero Beach. What difference does it make what's going on in Boise, Idaho? It has no bearing on what's going on in Vero Beach.
Absolutely.
Right.
What we do know is what's happening here in this county and why, if you are going to sell, my suggestion, it's time.
Really?
It's definitely time.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
Yeah, say it.
Okay. First of all, look around, guys. Do you see 400 subdivisions under construction? Does anyone remember 2005, 2006, 2007? Building a lot of new properties for whom?
A lot of them sat empty for a while.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are, and the number of people moving to this county has not increased at the same rate as homes are being constructed.
Mm.
So now you've got all of these properties being built and not a huge increase in demand. So,
hello.
Economics 101.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Supply is growing. Demand is the same. What's going to happen to home prices?
Correct.
Right? And so the statistics that I'm watching, see, I don't just look at what's happening in a neighborhood. Everyone wants to know what's sold in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's on the market in my neighborhood? Mm-hmm. This has nothing to do with just your neighborhood. It has to do with what's happening this year versus last year, trends.
Yep.
And is it a blip or is it a trend?
Oh.
Right? So the things that I'm looking at right now, which I think are important to pay attention to, I mean, look, I've been doing this for 22 years. I've been through a few cycles already. Closed sales, second quarter of 2016 over second quarter of 2015, closed sales are down 13%.
I had heard the same
pretty
thing.
Pretty significant number.
Yeah.
Another interesting...
That's an interesting fact. I would have thought
but
it was
listings
the other way around.
Are up,
because
right?
everyone's paying attention to the national media, and they're saying, oh, everything's fabulous. Well, maybe if you're in a big city, but when you're in a little town like Vero Beach, it's a little bit different.
Mm.
Okay. Number of cash transactions. Very interesting. That would mean investors,
this is right.
second home buyers, all of that. Down 23% over last year.
That is interesting.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So more people are getting financing, which is great for
That's
you.
That's what I was going to say. It's a better second quarter
for us.
But people with disposable income, cash, are not spending it quite as often as they were before. Huh. Significant. And most importantly, new pending sales. So new transactions that are going under contract is down 28% over last year.
So someone has to really fall in love with the house and it has to be the right price in order for them to buy.
That's right. And so, and for my team, it's been interesting. I'm glad you said that way. We have had more sellers who have spent money staging their properties and getting them in prime condition to sell this year than ever before.
Hmm. Right? Because they know it's competitive out there.
Yeah. Right. When the market was a lot stronger, you could put any house on the market, and as long as it looked halfway decent,
yeah, throw on a little lipstick, it's good to go.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore. Mm. Now you've got to really take some strides and make some efforts to get your house really to shine above the competition if you expect it to sell.
And probably all the more reason to start planting this seed now, because if they have a consultation with a realtor, perhaps the Kelly Fisher team, and they get the diagnosis, if you will, like here's, you're going to probably need this, 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 and this. It gives them some time to work on things without feeling rushed if they were thinking of selling down the road anyhow.
That's exactly right. And the truth is, as humans, we tend to not see the imperfections in the home that we live in. Mm-hmm. And so
I'm probably guilty of that.
Yeah.
I'm probably definitely guilty of that.
Everybody thinks so. We all think
it's
a house is worth more than they are.
Right.
Kelly, what would you say is the average time for a house to sell now?
It depends on the house. It depends on the condition it's in. I mean, the market average right now is about 7 months on the market. Now, our average is 59 days. The difference is we kind of help the sellers put the brakes on in the beginning. Look,
right.
We're not going to rush to the market. We're not going to just, you know, throw this together quick, as a lot of agents do, unfortunately, and throw it in MLS and hope somebody comes and sells it. Mm-hmm. So many times when I list a property, it doesn't go on the market for a good month until sometimes longer. Sometimes there's some painting that needs to be done. There's some rearranging, some staging. We can bring in a professional staging crew to help either refurnish or move around furniture, use some of what you have, bring in some additional pieces, and really get it as good as it's going to be. So our goal is obviously to maximize your selling price while minimizing your outlay to get to that maximum selling price.
So you give the sellers a honey-do list of things they need to do.
Right. So I may give them a honey-do list, but then I also, if they're open to it, will bring in the staging consult, which they typically do free of charge, to say, here's what we would do to really help your house stand out and shine amongst all this competition that you have. Now, as far as competition, guess what? Everyone at this time of year says the same thing. We're going to wait till after the holidays. Mm. So what do you think happens to the inventory of homes for sale in your competition?
Flooded.
Come January 10th, 15th, 20th, right?
It's much more steep.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you can beat everyone to the market, not only do you have less competition, but all of those out-of-state people who are going to come here for season, guess what? They're already online looking at real estate. Mm-hmm. They're already shopping.
Yeah.
So when they get here, they're ready to buy something. And if your neighbor isn't even on the market or hasn't even begun that process, you're 10 steps ahead of them already, and it's only September.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a friend who you put their house on the market and it sold within the first hour.
Wow.
The first hour?
Yeah.
Damn, we're good.
Yeah. Yeah. So your 59-day average was blown out of the water with the first hour on this particular house.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and they're a young family, and it worked out beautifully, and they were super excited, and they had nothing but great things to say, and I was like,
oh, that's awesome.
That's impressive. If that's not good marketing, I don't know what is. Yeah, that's 1 hour?
You know what? The best marketing is a good result.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because
sure
people
is.
Will that's talk true. About their great results that they have.
Well said.
Whether
on that
my
point.
My business or your business.
Absolutely.
Or your business, Anna, it doesn't matter.
That's the thing. In the end, that's what's going to make that client refer you, talk about you, is the end result.
It's all in the end result. You're listening to The Vero Insider. If you go to theveroinsider.com, you can live link to all of our past shows, live link to our sponsors, show them a little support and love. But there's a whole lot more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back right here in Indian River County. What's a Zestimate?